Hey guys, no surprise, we're drinking and cussing. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome everyone to Chillin' and Spillin'! Welcome back, all you chillers and spillers, to your source for odd, weird, and just downright fucked up news!
What up, what up?
What's going on this week, Randy? I am super excited, I am super pumped because... Guys, you might not have know this, but like me and Randy started working jobs together, and like we actually are working in the same place. We're not
we
gonna
are
say
in
where,
the same building,
the same fucking building. Like we see each other daily,
every day now.
I am very scared for the people around us.
Yeah, me too. They don't even know what they're in for.
They really don't. And the kids are gonna suffer. The woman,
kids are gonna suffer a lot.
I can't believe they let us work with kids. So that's crazy.
I mean, they did. And
They don't even know.
They don't know.
And I don't think they know that we know each other just yet.
I don't think so.
I'm really hoping that stays the way it is because that would be really funny. You know?
It's going to be hard to be like, oh, hi, I'm Randy. Hey, I'm Joe.
I'm going to go up to you and be like, oh, hi, my name is Salamander.
Oh, hi, Sally.
Hi, Sally. Yeah, can I fuck you?
Yeah. Okay, that we're going to have to work on.
No, that's how I introduce... That's how I've been introducing myself to these people.
1 week later.
I've been like, hi, my name is, Sandy. I like to fuck.
One week later. So we no longer work there.
So they fired us for negligence and sexual harassment.
Someone told them about this podcast, and we were called to HR.
Oh, immediately.
And I tried to fight and say... It's none of your business what I do on my off time.
Look, see, you were okay fighting, Randy, but when you brought out the whips and chains, that's where you crossed the line.
Oh, I thought it was the handcuffs.
This week's edition of
Fucked Up News. So I'm going to start right away.
Dang, can't even let the fucking
I'm in it right now.
Man, you are in it to win it.
Sex can hurt, right?
Oh, you know what? The best sex hurts.
But usually it's that good, right? Like, it's a good hurt.
That is the good stuff. When you are just laid down and he is railing you, why give him that look?
When he...
Why are you giving...
And you... Oh, my God.
How are you still
come
shocked?
Come back to me. Like, come on, dude. Come back to the straight side.
Baby, come back. Look, man.
I've lost you.
Look, man. I got that COVID shot and I can think about is dick.
That's... Dude, it's been apparent since you got it.
I know.
There's something in there that just makes you gay.
It pretty much.
I mean, maybe just you, but, you know. Could be.
Let me tell you about my gay friend.
They didn't tell you about that side effect.
They didn't tell you. You were reading the side effects, and you're like, headaches, dizziness, prone to sucking dick. Like, whoo.
That was in the very small print.
No, that was large print. I just skipped over it.
You did.
I saw dick and suck, and I was like, count me in.
Wow.
In.
Wow. Anyway, sex can hurt, and I was thinking more like it's when you're choking her, and she's like gasping for air, you know, but she loves it at the same time. She like can't breathe, and she's like.
Okay, sure. All right.
She loves it. And then you shove it in her ass, and she's like, ouch, ouch, but don't stop. You know, it's that good sexual hurt.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know that from personal experience, but yeah, sure.
I mean, it's like even during like rape, right? Like, it's all mental.
See, I know all about that.
You do?
Yes.
How so?
Look, I wasn't prepared for a follow-up question. How about we start with the story? Because I'm getting aroused and my dick is very hard right now.
I'm not even go further in with the rape
thing.
No,
do not go further
then
in.
We're going to like find out that you either like to or look, like to be.
Right now, you got like the tip in.
Just the tip.
You need to pull that bitch out.
Just the tip.
You need
okay.
To pull that bitch
I'm
out.
I'm pulling out.
Pull out.
Something I have not done.
Don't do it. I know. Obviously. You're 0 for 3.
So in.
Or 3 for 3 if you decide to think. However you choose, right?
Yeah. In Colorado, Chloe Lowry, 18, just seems like your normal college student, right? Just like your normal, you see her, like she's...
And she's rich, right?
What?
Well, you said Lowry's, right? She's like owns all those spices?
Is that spelled the same?
I can't see the word, so I don't know how it's spelled.
Yeah, maybe it is. Lowery.
See? She owns spices. She owns spices.
Well, she recently gave the term love hurts a new meaning.
Ooh.
She has a sperm allergy.
That's not real.
It is, Joe. Let me tell you.
That's not real.
It causes her to feel excruciating pain due to severe reactions whenever she tries to have sex with a dude.
No. This is fake. It's all fake.
It's not fake. Listen.
I'm listening.
The condition is known as seminal plasma hypersensitivity.
Made up. Gotcha.
It took her to around her third sexual experience to realize something was wrong.
Yeah, she doesn't like swallowing.
Well, at first.
She doesn't like how sticky it is. Yeah, I get it. She doesn't like cum. And she's like, I'm taking a stand, and this is what I'm saying.
At first, wherever semen hit, she would have a redness and a burning sensation.
Sounds
but she
like
just
fucking lies.
She just thought, like, ah, no big deal, whatever. Thought nothing of it. But during another encounter, as she says, the sperm was in her mouth.
Fucking lies, dude. She just didn't want to swallow, dude.
She ended up looking like she had Bell's palsy in half of her face. So half of her face went paralyzed, Joe. For 3 hours. Her right side of her face was droopy and couldn't even move her mouth.
Damn.
So it's real. You're saying it's not, and I'm telling you, it's real. Okay? This poor girl can't even suck dick without going paralyzed. So this caused her to go see her doctor, and she was screened for STDs, and that's when they discovered that she had this specific allergy. Now, her vagina has a little bit of a different reaction, like it doesn't go paralyzed.
Okay, what does it go?
It just burns a lot and gets inflamed. As she says, it's compared to 1 million acupuncture needles. That's how bad it hurts.
So
you're still not believing this. I can see it in your face.
I'm not believing it.
Joe, this condition affects 1 out of 40,000 people.
I feel like she just doesn't want to please a man.
So it is rare, but not so rare.
I get the feeling like she's just a stuck-up bitch, and she's like, I just want all the fucking cum. I just want to, you know, like, have all the sex and not please a man.
Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, what she's done now to live a normal life is avoiding oral sex completely, which, sorry for your man, and uses condoms during sex. Duh. This 18-year-old is out here using unprotected sex and shit, and like, oh, my vagina burns. Was it really an allergy, or did you get something?
I have come with
you have come.
I
came. You
I'm
did?
So shocked. I've come up with the conclusion for what this is going on. This is damaged goods, and you put her
you
on
toss
the
her. Toss her out.
You toss her out. It's like when you go buy the bag of lemons from the store. There's always one or two you pass. You know, you throw away. That's her. You throw
That's her
away. You bought the bag of lemons. You got the bad one. You throw it out.
Throw it out. No need for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, she did find another solution.
Oh, what's the other solution? Don't fucking have sex at all?
She pees before sex.
How does that help?
Like right before she has sex, she pees. I don't know. Maybe it sterilizes the area. I don't know.
So do you like have to fuck her while there's like pee still in there?
Probably.
Like, does she not wipe?
Does that sound good to you?
I mean,
you look a little interesting.
It sounds pre-lubed. It's going to smell a little funky. Yeah,
a little
you know?
Bit.
Especially if she like eats asparagus, then you got some pretty nasty smell going.
No.
Like I love the taste of asparagus. But the way you smell after when you pee, like fucking shit, it's nasty.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I know. I tried to urethra stretch the other day after what?
What? You're killing me with that.
You
Stop.
Want me to move on?
Yes, please do.
I'll move on, okay? We're gonna go to Taylor, who is facing first degree intentional homicide charges. She's also facing mutilating a corpse charge.
Jesus.
As well as third degree sexual assault.
Wow, she's doing it all.
So this 24-year-old woman choked her lover to death during a drug-fueled sex run.
Oh, drug-fueled.
So
at
they
first
were like,
I was like, kinky.
They were like drugged up. They were fucking like you would not believe. Like two rabbits in a fucking hen house and just going to town.
Sounds fun. So
I'm going to paint this picture here.
Okay. Give it to
me. So they're chilling at his mom's house. All right. Now, they didn't say the victim's name, of course. So I'm going to give him a name.
Oh, great. He already lives with mom.
He lives. Well, she's 20, what, 4? I'm guessing he's a little younger.
Come on. Move out.
So I'm going to give him a name because I don't want to be saying the victim, right?
Okay, what's his name?
So we're going to give him a name. We're going to say, I don't know, what's a good name? Let's go with Henry. I like Henry. So
Henry, okay. We'll go with Henry.
So Henry here is at his mom's house with good old Taylor, and they are fucking just smoking meth.
Okay.
Yep. They start having sex. And, of course, normal sex is boring, right? So what do? They incorporate chains.
Ooh, spicy.
So there they are with chains. Well, the sex continues. It's getting all hot and fucking good. And then wouldn't you know it, the way she describes it, she blacks fucking out. Blacks out. It's poop.
Okay, blacks out.
Goes crazy afterwards. Like, when she comes up in the blackout, she goes crazy and starts strangling him with his chain, somehow ending up with him face down on the bed and her on top of him just choking him with the fucking chain.
So she basically shut her eyes, blacked out, and wakes up with him on his back, and she's pulling the chain around his neck?
Yep, and she's choking the fucking life out of him.
Okay, the blackout sounds like an excuse. I'm just going to say that right now.
Definitely.
I blacked out.
It's a fucking excuse. You're like, oh, no.
We were fucking, and then all of a sudden, I woke up, and I'm choking him. I mean, what could I do?
More like they were fucking, and she's like, put it all in. And he's like, it is all in. She's like, fuck, no. I ain't going out with no fucking little dick dude. No, we're not doing this. We're not having this. Well, anyways, it continues, okay? And get ready for this, because this is where it gets fucking intense. Guys at home, be careful here. She, at this point, insisted that she didn't mean to kill him. But she was enjoying choking him so much that she just continued.
Okay, well, that doesn't help your defense.
I mean, he started.
I didn't mean to, but, you know, I was doing it and it felt right.
He started coughing up blood and turning purple.
Shit.
At that point, she felt she'd already gone too far. So she just kept going.
What? No. No, that's when you reach a point and you're like, maybe I should stop.
Maybe I should stop. Maybe,
Well, I'm already gone this far. I might as well go all the way.
Like, I'm in. So at this point, she kills her partner. He fucking dies.
That sucks.
Now, what do you do? What do you think she did?
You call the police and you confess.
That's what she should have done.
Yes.
That is exactly what she should have done. She decided to dismember his body.
Why?
I don't know, but here we
dismember
go.
Dismember it.
Dismember it. In the middle of dismembering, the mom walks in and finds her.
What? She sees her son, like, dead?
Mm-hmm. Well, pieces of him, because at this point she'd already, like, separated shit. And
what?
And she is quoted by saying the police are going to have fun trying to find all the organs.
Oh, great. Now it's a game. It's hide and seek.
It's fucking hide and go organ hunting.
So she really just took him apart.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. She fucking took him apart. They found his upper torso in a storage tote, dried blood surrounding the mattress. In her minivan, they found a crock pot box containing additional human body parts, including a leg.
What the fuck?
They also found his head and penis in a bucket with a towel draped
over it. Whoa. His head and his penis.
His head and his penis.
In what?
In a bucket. Like, kind of like, think of like those 5-gallon, like, you know.
Yeah, bucket.
Buckets you get like Home Depot or whatever.
So that's how you want to be found. Like, you die, and you want to be found with your head and your dick in the same bucket?
Look, let's face it. If you could suck your dick, you would.
Well, I mean, it's a little late, but, you know.
He's dying like others.
Did she
dreams.
Put the dick in his mouth?
No, I don't think so.
That would have been fucking crazy.
I think she was just like, it was like, you know, when you butcher a cow, you're kind of like separating the meats. I think that's all she was doing.
Wow. She's crazy.
Maybe she wanted to take the head and the dick home. Maybe that's what she was doing.
Maybe so.
Yeah, so... She is fucking crazy.
Yeah, she is.
Like,
I agree.
She's fucking crazy. And I want to say right now, this is what you learned from this. Okay? This
what
is the
I
moral
learned.
Of the story. The moral of the story is you don't do meth and fuck. that is the moral of the story. You don't do meth
you don't.
And fuck.
You don't do both.
You do coke and fuck. Yeah, you do weed and fuck.
But no meth.
No meth.
Meth
you don't
and
do
no,
meth
no.
and fuck. Because then... You end up choking somebody to death, and you have to dismember them to get rid of the body.
And she did a shitty job.
I would be all down for it, though. Like, if I was her friend, and she looks at me, and she's like, let's dismember him. Let's get Henry dead and dismember him. I'm like...
You're in.
Do you want to hold, or do you want to cut?
What the... What?
That's the worst thing. She used knives. She didn't even use, like, a bone saw. She used knives to chop this.
Like kitchen knives?
Like kitchen knives and whatever she could find around the house.
That had to be a lot of work.
Ooh, fuck yeah. This bitch deserves a medal or something. She did some
no,
work
she
right
doesn't.
There. Take her deer hunting, man. Shit.
Wow.
I mean, she could probably be good in a deer blind.
Maybe.
God damn.
You know what? The good thing for Henry is that at least he had sex, you know, for a little bit.
That's kind of, think about it, too. Maybe he was so high.
He didn't even.
Maybably he nutted while she was choking him.
Probably
we'll
so.
Never know because found his dick in the fucking, you know, in the bucket.
I'm still picturing the bucket with the dick in his mouth.
You know, if I was him, I think I'd only be pissed if I, like, died without coming.
Yeah, of course.
Like, if I died and then she chops my dick off and puts it in my mouth, like you say, and the cum shoots in my mouth, I'd be kind of pissed. I'd be looking up, right? Going like, that's fucked up.
Looking up.
Come on, let's be real. I'm going to be looking up.
Yes, you and I both.
Definitely.
We will be looking up.
Looking up. And hold on, before we move on from this shit show that we got here, I think I had a picture here. Hold on.
I want to see if there's a
guys,
picture.
Guys, don't forget to tip your waitress. I mean, don't forget to check out these articles and everything. They are linked in our description below. You can check out the website. And this is her.
Oh, I can see you're down for that. She's your
I
type of chick.
I know you're not either. Yeah, I know you are too. Look at her.
No, I'm not.
She's fucking hot.
She looks crazy.
But all the right crazy.
No, like, it's that all is, the wrong crazy.
No, it's all the right. That is the amount of crazy I need.
Why don't they share the picture of his body?
Duh. It's all fucking hacked up.
That's what we need. We need a media outlet that just shows like all the gruesome shit. The stuff the regular
ooh,
media doesn't
yeah,
show you.
Yeah.
We need that stuff.
We really do.
Because we're sick. And twisted.
We are, and I love it.
You could so take her picture down now.
No, I want to keep staring at it. It is
so... Is that
so...
hair on her neck, or is that a tattoo?
That's a tattoo.
Yep, see?
Or maybe it is hair. I don't know. Here, let's see. I think that's the only picture they have of her. It must be a tattoo.
Yeah, they don't show any good pictures of
no,
her.
No, they don't. Look, that's
whoa.
Her. Whoa. See, that's her.
See, that's why you're all into that.
That's why... Look at that. She is fucking...
She looks like... nuts, dude. No.
See, if you do the hot nuts scale... I think she passes the you know, the don't date her or sleep with her line.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she. You know what? If you look at her while she is hot, she does look like somebody that would fucking kill you in your sleep.
Yeah, I would be afraid of that.
I'm not afraid of getting killed in my sleep. I'm afraid of getting killed like he did.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Kill me in my sleep. I don't fucking care. I'm never going to know.
Yeah.
I'll wake up in hell being like, what the fuck am I doing
here?
How
did I get here?
What the fuck did I get here? Hey, bitch.
And they're like, really? Really?
She fucking killed you, dude.
So let's move on over here. Let's go to Oregon.
Yeah, here, let me take her down.
Yeah, take her down.
Oh,
bad
baby,
bitch.
Take it down, girl.
Have you ever dropped something and just said, like, fuck it, and kept moving?
Dude, yes. Every time I'm in prison and I drop the soap,
no,
I just...
That's not what I meant.
What did you mean?
I don't know. Like, you're walking away and you drop, like, a penny or something, and you're like, oh, fuck it. Let
I
me
mean,
just keep
I
walking.
I mean, all I think is prison. If you drop the soap in prison, you keep
you went
fucking
directly
walking.
To fucking prison and... Oh, my God. Why do you go there?
Can you think of any other worse place to be?
To drop something?
To drop something and leave it. Can you think of any other thing?
Not right now.
Because if I drop a penny, I'm picking it up.
You
I drop
are?
Any type of currency, I'm picking it up.
Okay, well, I guess...
I can't think of anything else I would drop and pick up. You see?
Drop and pick up or drop and just let
drop,
it go?
Sorry, drop and let go.
Well, you know, you'd be... On your way to the trash can and something small falls out and blows away.
And I go pick it up.
Well, you're a good guy.
And I'm a good man.
You are.
I am a saint.
No. No, you aren't.
Okay, maybe I'm not a saint, but I'm not a
I love
you know.
How you just went to the prison thing right away, though. Like,
but that,
leave
that's
it to Joe just to be like, oh, right away is prison.
I mean, military shower, you drop the soap, you leave that bitch there.
Yeah.
You know, everybody kicks it around. You don't fucking
so
pick
who
that
picks
bitch
it
up.
Who's
nobody
pick it
picks
up?
That fucking bitch up. You sweep it up when you fucking mop the goddamn place. You nobody picks that.
Come
no,
on, someone has to pick it up. Somebody has to be a man and pick it up.
You swing that bitch into the fucking trash can. Nobody picks that bitch up. You just bend the trash can over and whoomp, hit it in like it's hockey. Get it the
wow.
fuck out of here.
Well, a woman had a situation around 11 a.m. in Oregon. She was 11 walking.
11 a.m.
She was seen walking down a street covered in blood and, let's see if I can say this right, amniotic fluid?
Amniotic fluid.
Yeah,
amniotic.
All over her. Right, she was
so,
covered in it.
So, somebody had a baby on her?
This bitch gave birth on the street.
Shut
walking down the street, she gave birth to a baby and then walked away.
So this is like a walk by birthing?
That's what it sounds like.
Like she's just walking along, fucking like whistling, like.
And then the baby comes out.
And then she like pops a squat and like.
It's like she was taking a shit. She just squatted and dumped. Like, boom, squat.
That's
dump.
What you do. That's all you do did. With useless things.
With useless. It's a baby. It's a life.
Come on. Really?
You're looking at me like, really? Really? Are you saying this?
You're the one saying this?
It's me.
You. You're the one. You're the one defending the baby?
I am.
You.
The innocent baby.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He did nothing innocent. But fall out of her snatch.
He fell out of the wrong snatch.
So the police were called and paramedics tended to the newborn and police tried to question her, but she was uncooperative.
Of course not. She just fucking dropped it. She just like drive-by dropped a baby.
Yeah, pretty much.
Walk-by dropped a baby.
Now it says, the article says that she and her baby were taken to a hospital where she was going to be examined for both physical and mental
Come
health.
Come on, fucking kill her already.
I don't like the fact that it says she and her baby were taken to the hospital because as far as I'm concerned, lost that baby.
It's technically her baby still. Yeah,
no,
she
no, you walked away from
it.
Walked away. You gave it up.
Look, this is not like a hot dog where you leave it on the fucking table, you walk away, and it's no longer yours.
I think it is.
Or it's not like a seat in the car where you get up and you move your face, you lose your place. This is not what it is.
I think it is. She lost that baby the moment she walked off.
So you're saying the moment you drop your kid off, you're like, not mine anymore, gone.
I mean, it's a real free feeling. I drop him off at school and I'm like, yes.
Fucking out of freedom. Here. Get the fuck. Freedom.
I'm just saying. I mean, like, it makes me think too, like, did she squat and dump that baby out? And then, like, did she chew the umbilical cord? Like, the baby's attached.
I would have loved to see this go down.
How do you picture? How do you? You saw a chick walking down the street.
I don't think you want me to hear it.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Tell me what you're seeing.
Oh, my God. I'm rubbing my eyes now because I see it, and I'm going to tell you. Okay, so I see this chick, right? Fat as fuck, right? And she's walking down. She's got a skirt on. Looks like a fucking, you know, $2 stripper, $2 whore. She's chilling. And she's walking, whistling, you know, like a, you know, one of that, the Look Who's Talking song, right, you know?
The Look Who's Talking
song. And she's fucking whistling and walking down. And then all of a sudden, she fucking feels something rumble, rumble. She squats a pop, and out comes the baby. She fucking stands back up, and she walks away as the umbilical cord just dragging, and the baby is behind her, just plum, 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 flapping behind. And she's, like, trying to walk faster, hoping the fucking umbilical cord will just snap off. And she's fucking running that shit, man. Her thighs are so big, she rubs against the fucking umbilical cord, and the friction breaks the fucking umbilical cord away, and she just keeps on going.
I just got that nasty picture of a baby just being drugged behind.
It's a bad picture.
It makes me think of, like, a dog on a leash, like one of those small dogs, and it's, like, behind you, and you're just like, come on, come
on.
Oh,
definitely. You're just yanking that bitch. Like, oh, yeah.
It's so bad.
It is so bad.
And that's why it's not her baby no more.
It's more like when you drag a dead body.
Is it?
You know, and then you just see it kind of like, you know, that's kind of what I think.
Except this is alive and crying.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to move much. So it's just like.
Wow. Wow. That's got to be rough. For the baby. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, concrete's not the nicest thing to be drug on.
It's not that bad. It could be worse.
I mean, I know they're made of like cartilage and shit at that point, but I mean, that's still got to hurt.
It doesn't feel too bad.
Good news. What?
Nothing.
You don't want to elaborate on that?
No, I don't. I don't want to elaborate
You're
on
like,
anything
I've,
today.
I've elaborated enough.
See, everything bad is on me here.
It is.
I need to stop saying things because then you look at me with those eyes
you
and you're like.
You can't stop saying things. There's a microphone in front of you.
You got the judgment going on today.
It is.
Like, it is judgment Randy going on, and I'm not liking it.
I am really liking it.
I am not.
So the baby, good news, appeared to be healthy and okay.
Yay!
And it found out after some investigation that a behavioral health unit had been in touch with this woman in her past. So. It's a good chance that she has some mental shit going on, obviously.
You know she's got some mental shit going on. You know that bitch is crazy as fuck.
Crazy, crazy.
God damn it. So we're going to move on to to Miami, Florida.
Ooh.
Miami Beach, where we have a self-proclaimed homeless man, male model.
What?
Self-proclaimed homeless male model.
Oh, my God.
Let that sink in. Self-proclaimed homeless male model.
Wow. How does that even work?
He was arrested for masturbating in front of people in the Starbucks.
What?
So his name's Blake, and he's 27 years old.
His name is Blake. Okay.
He is seen by several witnesses pleasuring himself at 9:30 in the morning.
Well, I mean, that's how you start your day off.
I don't know about that. But
at Starbucks? Really?
Yes.
Drink your coffee and wink it?
I mean, that's what you do here. This is what you do. You just
Tell me you have a picture.
You wink your shit. And I do have a picture here. I want you to look at it because he did this for about 10 minutes before the cops finally arrived.
Wow, just sitting there
like,
in Starbucks.
Let that sink in. For 10 minutes, he stood there just staring people in the eyes, uncomfortably jacking off, okay? Like, how...
What do you do if you're in that Starbucks and you're sitting there drinking your fucking latte?
Stare.
You stare?
You stare like...
It's like a car accident. You just can't look away?
Oh, no, you don't look away. Even like it's like a car accident. You watch and you wait for them to fucking bring that body out.
You do, right? I mean,
you're waiting. You want to see.
Everybody does that.
It's really bad. And we're waiting for this commercial, people. We're just like filling air trying to wait for this commercial to get this fucking picture. And I lied to you, Randy. It's not a picture. It's a video.
No, you didn't.
It is a video.
No, you didn't.
So this witness pulled her phone out and was like, yo, I'm going to catch this bitch in the act. So there
he is.
He's in socks. He's in underwear. And he is just jack-a-lacking it.
It is going to town.
He's just going to town. Staring at people weirdly.
I like how the American flag's in the background.
And look, he's just in like boxers, a white shirt, and socks.
And he just
and he's two handing it. If you notice that, he's two handing that bitch.
Oh, dude, did you see the chick that just walked by?
What about the chick?
That's why it was doing what it was doing.
You mean he?
Look.
Oh yeah.
Look at that
exactly
chick
why.
In the red top. No wonder.
That's exactly why.
You're standing behind her in line and I mean, come on.
Yep. So at that point, when the cops got there, after 10 minutes of him jacking off, he ran for it. He took off. He fucking ran. He refused to comply with police orders, and they shot him.
What?
With the stun gun. They shot him with the dart-firing stun gun. So
okay,
it's darts.
Yep.
It's not the strings. It's darts.
Okay.
So they hit him with this dart-firing stun gun. That's when he got to jacking off again.
What? How do you keep going?
Pulls the dart out.
Like a boss.
And running off. They had to shoot him more times with these tasers before they were finally able to subdue him.
Wow. He was all amped up then.
He was all for it. Like,
damn it,
dick was rock fucking hard. And he was two-handing that bitch. You saw that. Two-handing
again,
his dick.
It's not his... It's not its fault.
You are trying to make it a thing.
Did you see the woman in the red top?
I saw the woman in the red top. People,
how are you in Starbucks with that top on?
It's Miami Beach.
Oh, that's why. That makes sense.
Like, you can throw a stone. Like
everybody's wearing tops. Yeah.
The kid with Parkinson's could throw the stone. It's going to go 2 feet. You're going to run into 50 women in tops.
I mean.
Come on, Randy.
I can't fault the action, if that's what I was looking at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Christopher Reeves could throw a rock and hit a fucking
well,
person.
Of course he could. He still had his arms. Oh, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't. All he could use is his mouth,
that's
dummy.
Right. Superman. Didn't.
Damn.
That's right.
What the fuck? Fuck are you? So he was charged with lewd.
So he could spit a rock.
Less vicious behavior.
A what?
Don't make me say it again. lascivious.
We'll go with that.
Behavior, disorderly conduct in an establishment, and resisting an officer without violence. Because he didn't fight back, he just ran.
Yeah. He didn't, like, fight the cop or anything.
This guy's my hero.
Is he?
He is my fucking hero. Like, I want to just, one day, just pull my dick out and stare intently at a stranger and jack off just to fuck with them. It's kind of like I keep saying, like, I'm getting close to the age where I may have to go get a prostate exam.
Mm-hmm.
When I get my prostate exam, I'm going to make it as uncomfortable as possible for that fucking doctor.
I imagine. I feel sorry for whatever doctor you have.
Like I want to fucking be, you know, the moment he sticks his fingers in, like, yes, daddy, do it more.
Oh, my God.
Harder. You know, and look back and be like, look me in the eyes. Oh, baby. Look,
and you guys might think he's joking, but he's really not.
I am to town. This is going down.
This is why I don't go in public with Joe, because like he'll just start talking to some stranger.
This is why you acted like you didn't even know me on your first day at
work. I walked away.
You're like, I don't fucking know you.
I don't
know that guy. That guy's weird.
Don't associate me with him.
Get him away from here.
Get out of here.
He's a homeless.
Go away.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, how do I transition to this next one after that shit?
That was a good one. What are you talking about? Shit, that was amazing. That was like gold.
It was.
If gold was something that you pulled out of your pants and rubbed and then ran.
Then that's what it was.
That's what it was. It was gold.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump in.
Jump in, dude.
Lists are great. I don't know how to transition.
How do you go from...
Like, lists are great. Lists are great.
Lists. So lists, like a grocery list.
Yeah, like if you're organized and you're a sane person, you make lists. Like grocery lists, like you said. To-do lists.
People to jack off to.
What? That's your list.
What? That's a normal list.
I said sane. If you're sane, you make lists. But
that's a normal list. People to jack off to.
Goals.
Like
you write down your goals.
Places that I jacked off.
What? Your lists are way different from what I...
How do I don't see the problem with these lists.
Did
these
you say places to shit before you die?
Yes.
What kind of list is that?
Like, I want to shit in the Grand Canyon.
What?
Who does not want to go to the Grand Canyon, go
and
down to the bottom,
shit?
And take a shit?
Nobody.
I do.
Is that a thing?
Amazing. That's a fucking thing. I want to go shit in space. What?
You really do have...
I want to shit in the ocean, like all the oceans. I want to shit in each ocean.
Wow. I did not know this about you.
How do you... Look, you're not dreaming high enough, Randy. You got to have different lists, like grocery list, to-do list, honey-do list. No, those are fucking shitty.
What's a honey-do list?
A honey-do list, that's where like the woman's like, honey, you need to do these.
Oh, I get those all the time.
It's more like a Randy, fucking do this list.
Yeah, that's what I get.
You know, it's called Randy's sex list. You got
to
do all these before
to
you get
sex.
So there you are, like a little badger. You're running through, like I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm a good boy scout.
I did good today.
And then the scoutmaster's like, no, nothing for you.
That sounds like marriage.
It pretty much is. So anyway, sorry. Go back to your lists.
No, well, I was going to say, sometimes though society thinks lists are bad and they make a big deal for
nothing.
Oh, lists
are really good.
In Florida, a student was arrested over an alleged kill list. I'm glad you didn't have that you were talking about. The unnamed 14-year-old girl was taken to the Department of Juvenile Justice for processing after an anonymous tip led school faculty to notify deputies of a list of 8 students' names on that girl's phone. So, stupidly, on her phone, they found a list of 8 people
that she's going to kill.
And she titled it Kill List. I mean, come on.
Wow, how did I guess that?
Come on. Like, how?
How did I get? Like, I was just joking, like, to kill.
Yeah, that's...
Like, I really thought it was going to be something like she had the list of some students that she was, like, I don't know, like, abusing or something. Like she had a list and, like, they found out later. Like, I didn't think it was going to be, like, an actual kill list.
No,
like,
she was stupid enough to label it Kill List. I mean...
Look, if you have not learned anything in life, at how old was she? 14, you said?
14.
Look, at 14, you should know by now. If you have a kill list, you name it like best friends list.
Exactly.
You name it like people I want to rape, murder, and throw in the fucking backseat of my car list.
No,
you name it. You name it something good.
I like the best friend list or.
The under the bus list?
No. You want to throw them off.
The umbrella list?
Sure, that can work.
See, you kind of name it something weird, you know, the umbrella list, you know?
To where they don't know what the fuck that means.
The happy-go-lucky list, the it's on list, right?
Yeah.
All these don't read, like, you can read them and you can take for what it will, but like...
It doesn't like spell it out for you.
The it's on list.
Yeah. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Could be a sex list.
It's on, as in I'm going to have sex. Yeah. Or, hey, it's on, I'm going to fucking kill him, right?
Makes you think.
It makes you think.
It's not spelled out to them, or
exactly.
It's like, oh, this is her intent.
If you write, you know, kill, rape, murder, and destroy list, come on.
I mean,
come on. And then you have the direction, step 1, kidnap them. Step two, tape them down and rape them brutally. Step three, have 14 other people come and rape and brutally murder
and
them.
And then staple to that list is the grocery list of
you're like,
rope.
Kill them, and then, you know.
Shovel.
Yeah, 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 and exactly. It has a fucking blueprint for where you're going to fucking kill them and a blueprint for where you're going to bury them.
It's a map.
A map with an X marking the spot. Come on.
You're making it too easy.
It's way too fucking easy.
You know these cops are like, oh, this is a done deal. Like, it's not, it's right here. The evidence is right here.
I mean, isn't everybody's dream to die one day in their deathbed, and as they're slowly on their last breath, go, come here, come here. And whoever it is leans in, and you whisper in their ear, I killed 47 people. And then you fucking die.
And that's it. That's all you gave
that's
them.
That's fucking all you,
you
give
know,
them.
You're going to send them into a frenzy of like, oh my God, who, where?
He killed 47 when? People. He just confessed to killing 47 people.
Who are these?
Exactly.
Damn, that will fuck somebody up.
That will fuck somebody up. And I think I have just found my new last words oh my for God. My life.
That's going to be it. So after they took her phone, that led investigators to her house.
Right? Of
they
course. Go
check. And they did not find any weapons. But this little shit fucked her mom up.
Like she beat her ass?
No, 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 no. During the search at the home, they found evidence of deplorable living conditions.
Deplorable.
Yeah, like nasty.
Okay,
bad.
Okay, okay. I was gonna say, can you explain?
They
how
found
bad?
Cocaine and drug paraphernalia in a plain view. Like, I picture the coffee table
I don't
or some
see the
shit.
Problem.
So they, of course, arrested her mom, Brooke Lynn Hinkle, who's 40.
If you name somebody Brooke Lynn, you deserve to be arrested. Brooke Lynn
Hinkle.
Like they need to go arrest the mom of the mom. You know,
in this case, the grandma of the.
Yeah, they need to arrest the grandma because Brooke Lynn. Hey, Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn.
No, it really sounds like Brooklyn. Like
it does.
Brooklyn, New York.
It does. Well, she was charged with child neglect, possession of cocaine, and possession of drug paraphernalia, and held on a $6,000 bond.
That's it?
Well, $6,250 if you want me to go above.
Still, $6,000 is nothing.
But
10% is all you're paying is 10% to get him out of jail. That's nothing.
I was thinking maybe this was a cry for help. Maybe the girl created this list and told somebody about it to get caught because living conditions at home just weren't right?
I think no.
No? You don't think she wanted to get her mom arrested?
No, I think she's just psycho. I think she's dealing with some mental shit. Maybe she was smoking some of that crack, too.
It could be.
You know, or coke, or what was it, coke?
It was coke.
It was coke. So yeah. Maybe she was fucking snorting some of that coke.
I don't know. I think she needed help, and maybe, you know,
maybe
she wanted
was,
to...
What is that, rolling a blunt with skunk? Yeah, maybe she was doing that shit.
Maybe so.
Never fucking know.
Well, schools go apeshit over that, so she couldn't.
They really do.
She could have known that, oh, if I have this, they're going to go apeshit, they're going to investigate.
Schools go apeshit over everything.
Well, that in the media, too.
Yeah, everybody goes apeshit over everything, especially
there was a
nowadays.
Kill list. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's just a fucking list.
It's just a list.
I mean, go look at their house. Did they have guns? Did they have all this? Did they have plans? You know, was the shopping list connected to the fucking kill
exactly.
list?
Exactly. It was stapled to it.
If it wasn't stapled to it, get the fuck out of here.
They didn't find shit. They didn't find anything else.
Golly.
It was just a list of names. She stupidly just labeled it wrong.
I mean, people that do that are just fucking retarded.
Yeah.
If I knew somebody that did a kill list, I'd have to slap them in the face. Like, it's so
What's
fucking
What's wrong
stupid.
With you?
How fucking stupid are you?
You just can't do that.
Name it something else. Butt fucking list. Got something.
Something.
Kill list.
Hit list.
Hit list.
Come on.
So fucking stupid.
Gotta be smarter than that.
You really do. Just go suck a dick already. Jeez, you fucking
What
fag.
Is with you with sucking
I'm sorry,
dick?
I don't know. Sorry. See, the problem I think with this is just like idiots.
Idiots, yeah. Young idiots.
Not even young, just idiots. That's all it is. Fucking idiots.
Dumb,
and we're
dumb,
gonna
dumb.
Move on to Courtney. Courtney is a bartender at Barley House in Ohio.
Okay.
And she's chilling in this bar watching a concert going on with like a strip show.
Okay.
So kind of weird, crazy shit,
bar,
right?
Bar, concert, strip show.
She's there and she's chilling with her friends when she topples from the booth, plummeting 10 feet down, falling flat on her face on the dance floor.
That sounds like it hurt.
Yeah, it sounds like it would fuck your shit up, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you think you'd be like, God damn, right?
Yeah.
So she gets up. Her friends immediately, they laugh it off a little bit, and then they start laughing, but then they start taking pictures because...
That's what friends
this
do.
This is what she looks like.
Ooh.
Now, I was going to let Randy explain, but I figured I'd let this picture explain for you. So This is a picture of her on the right. If you guys don't
forget,
check it out.
They do a side-by-side?
They do a side-by-side of her and Quasimodo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Wow.
And she looks very similar.
It's even on the correct side. It's on the
right
side.
It is even on the correct side. And her friends made that same joke. They took pictures. They posted it online. They did all this crazy shit to where she went to the hospital and they told her at the hospital, yo, it's going to go down in a couple of weeks.
She's going to look like that for a couple weeks.
Yeah, like she was hoping they could like suck out the fluid or whatever, but they said it's best to leave it alone, let it heal naturally. Couple of weeks.
Damn.
She didn't leave her house for the first 4 days.
She shouldn't have left the house for the first couple weeks. I mean, ugly people should do this. Just stay inside.
People? God damn, Randy.
We should not have to see this walking around.
Look at her. She's boom.
Go. Is the other picture like before? Okay, she's a good looking.
She's good looking.
She's good.
Before this.
But that's no. Mm-mm.
She's good looking before. Afterwards,
man, she munched it. Man,
yeah, she munched it.
Dude, that right eyebrow is like popping out.
You know the best way I can describe it? It's kind of like when you get a ball in your tire.
Yeah. Yes, I can see it.
When you get a ball on the sidewall and it's like,
whoop,
like
it's right there.
That's exactly what it is. You know, her face is the ball on the tire.
So what has she learned?
She's learned don't fucking drink too much with your friends because they're going to push your ass out.
You need new friends.
You need new fucking friends, bitch.
Those are fucked up friends.
Those are the best friends ever.
They just start taking the pictures.
Fuck yeah. That's what you do with your friends. Mm-mm. You fucking never let them forget.
I guess not. Trapped in Joe's mind.
So, Randy, this week I have something I want to talk to you about, and that is fleshlights.
Oh, yay.
So, we all know what a fleshlight is, right?
Do we?
A portable masturbator. We all know. And I was thinking the other day about this.
Okay.
So, we have been thinking about this all wrong.
Have we?
Why would you pay all that money for a fleshlight? Like, they're like, well, I don't know how much they are, but I'm assuming they're like $60 easy. $60-$70. And then I know there's like stuff you're supposed to buy to like put into it so that way it stays like feeling like natural or some shit. And then you have to like wash it and you have to like clean it. And you have to like
sounds do all this like a lot of work.
It's a lot of fucking work. It's almost like having a fucking, you know, a woman here. It's hard.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
So I came up with a solution for this.
Ooh.
A living fleshlight. So what? You go into your backyard and you find this rope like creature. Okay. And it hisses a little bit. It's got like a tongue. Sometimes it has, you know, venom in it. You have to like break the teeth off. But once you break the teeth off and you stick your dick into it, it's very nice because it's certain different lengths, different sizes. And you basically fuck and fill this rope like animal up to your heart's consent.
What is wrong with you?
I'm talking about a snake.
No shit, Sherlock. A fucking snake.
I mean, think about it. It's going to contour to your dick. If you get one that's too long, you know, too big of an opening, or you just get a smaller one.
I'll get the garden snake.
And yeah, you will. You'll get the inchworm.
Well, thanks, buddy. I thought I was doing okay with the garden snake.
And then when you're done, you just throw it back outside. Or in the cage so you can get it later.
Or in the cage.
And I was thinking about this. Like, there's a lot of animals you could do, like a rabbit.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why does it have to be animals?
Well, it's got to be a living fleshlight. You can't use a baby because one day it's going to grow up and tell on you.
Well, don't ever say can't.
I mean, it can, but then it's going to go rat you out. You can't be ratting you out.
Baby. They don't remember what happens before, like, age
yes,
two.
Yes, they fucking do.
No,
cats,
they don't.
You can use cats. Birds. Birds,
okay.
I think, are the way to go.
What? Explain how birds would do it for you.
So, you feed the seagull, you grab him, and then as you're fucking him, he's like, and he's cawing and screaming, and you slowly fuck him to death. And it's amazing, because then afterwards, you have dinner.
There's a lot wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me.
They're living fleshlights.
Look, I am just thinking outside of the box.
Why would you want a living thing that can bite you? It can attack you.
Oh.
What?
What?
You just go to the store and buy one, and that's that's not going to attack you.
Oh my God. It's going to attack no matter what. And that is the best part about it.
No, I'm not agreeing with this.
But you know what? I see it in your eyes. And
you don't see nothing in my eyes.
You want it.
No, I don't.
We don't really know.
Well. A rope-like creature.
A rope-like creature.
It's a snake. No shit, God.
I didn't know if you were following me.
I followed.
As always, guys, on We Don't Really Know, we pick a two stories for you. A one.
A two.
And we speculate what might have happened all on that motherfucking title. We don't know what happened. We don't read these shit in advance. We are just spitballing this bitch. So, Randy, you up first this week. Jump that shit, bro.
22-year-old landscaper dies after getting pulled into wood chipper.
Okay. How the fuck does something like this happen?
How do you get pulled into a wood chipper?
So, I have an idea, and I think I know what happened. So, like any man, he has a wood chipper in front of him. It's running. And what do you want to see?
You want to see stuff thrown in it.
You want to pull your dick out and you want to jack off so you can see what it looks like when the cum hits the blades and shoot out the... Why am I the only one that thinks like this? What was wrong with
you? I don't think I've ever met anybody quite like you. Like, your thought process is just...
I'm thinking about
you,
it. Like,
you had me when you were like...
It's like
a
snowing.
Man.
It's like snowing.
No.
it's like snowing, but like warm and living because it's like, you know, it's cum.
You're not going to have enough cum for the wood chipper to even do anything.
It's like a baby shower.
Whoa. Whoa. I don't even want to ask how.
So anyway.
Wow. Okay. So
that's what I see. So he's leaning over trying to jack off and he's jacking off, getting ready for those blades. He's like, oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. And right as he fucking busts a nut, it's such a good nut that he leans forward. He's like, oh, and he falls in.
That's how he goes.
Dick first.
Wow. You're so. I'm all literal. I'm like, well, maybe he was loading tree branches and his shoelace got caught on a branch and then whoop, there he went. You're talking about jerking off into a wood chipper.
That's what I think happened. When I think of somebody falling in a wood chipper, I think fucking idiot. What is stupider than jacking off into a fucking wood chipper?
Hey, I mean, it's not even like he was murdered and they were trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, it's not even like somebody, he can't even die cool. Died with his
and
pants down, jacking
like
off.
Young, 22. Young, 22.
What if he just dove into that bitch?
He was like, fuck this shit.
Treated it like pussy and he was like, I'm diving in.
Head first.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Wow, what's yours?
Okay. Woman's UTI, that's urinary tract infection, if you all don't know. So woman's UTI was actually a glass tumbler, so like a glass, like, you know, cup, lodged in her bladder for 4 years.
How?
So she had a glass tumbler.
I think I know how.
Lodged. Oh, yeah, I want to hear how.
Well, it's obvious. She was like masturbating with a glass tumbler.
That's exactly what I thought.
I mean, how else does it get in there?
You know, she was flicking the bean one night, and she was going really good, and she was like, I need something. I need something better. I need something to shove in. And she's been shoving her fist in, right? She's been fisting herself the whole time while she's flicking the bean, and it's just not doing it. So she looks over to the nightstand, and she sees that 32-ounce glass tumbler filled with big
32
red.
32 ounce.
Oh, 32 ounce. I know that. It's big. And then she pulls that bitch aside, dropping the big red everywhere. I mean, looking like a murder scene, you know? Shoves that bitch in there, and she comes so hard and so good that she falls asleep, forgets all about it.
So her pussy just swallowed the tumbler.
Oh, yeah.
Just
4 years later, here we are.
That's the only way I can think that happens. I mean,
you think when they pulled the tumbler out, it was like filled with cum?
Oh,
from all the sex partners she's had in 4 years?
Yes, Joe, because it got sucked up that way. I just kept feeling it.
I mean, you can't put it past.
It sounds painful.
Sounds like a good night.
What kind of doctor do you have if they couldn't find it for 4 fucking years?
Yeah, that's true.
This bitch keeps coming in with UTIs. Why? Finally, let's do a scan.
It was probably the insurance company was like, nope, we can't scan
her. No, we can't do that. Nope.
It's too small. We can't scan her. It's too small of a problem. Can't scan
her. Yeah.
It's too much fucking money, guys. We can't do that shit.
Sounds like a lot of UTIs.
Sounds like a lot of UTIs. What's this bitch doing? Can't fucking wipe right or what?
She's lucky it didn't fucking break in there.
Has a lot of sour cream on the taco or what? Missed
opportunities.
In life, guys, we have missed opportunities. And this show is no different. We had two stories this week. We really wanted to fucking just nut in the butt for you, but we just couldn't get it.
What? Nut in the butt?
What?
We really wanted to nut in the
butt.
You're speaking for yourself.
No, I am not. I see your face.
You don't see nothing.
I see it all.
Two men killed by camel that escaped from Tennessee petting zoo.
Talk about hump day fucking you, man.
I was going to say, I hope it happened on Wednesday.
I really hope it did. I hope they're like, Wednesday, fuck
camel was like,
me.
This is my day.
Florida man calls 911 to have meth tested for authenticity.
Sounds like something a meth head would do.
No, it sounds like, let me call to make sure my stupidity's still good. Let me call to make sure it's still working.
How dumb are people?
Yeah, well, Florida, that's all you got to say.
Well, that's true,
Florida.
Too.
Florida. Guys, thank you for coming by. Thank you for checking us out. I hope you enjoyed it. Please don't forget to smash that fucking like button. Like, really smash it. Smash it like it's... I don't want to go there. I was going to go somewhere bad. Smash it like it's like you're a woman, you know, drive by dropping a baby. Walk by dropping a baby.
You should go with your
like,
first
really
thought.
Smash it. No, I don't want to go with my first thought. It's bad. Guys, smash
it. Don't hold out on us.
Smash it. Smash it like it's a fucking gay dude. Smash
it. Oh. Tell your friends. Share.
Oh my.
Get us out there.
Later, guys.
Anyone else wants to hear this? Later. What is with you? Man, we're going to have to keep the podcast like top secret at work, dude.
Yeah,
like,
we really are.
I'm not going down because of your shit you say.
What? I said nothing out of character.
That's true.
That's the worst about it, too. It's all like on point.
You were really like big today on that.
Big
I was kind of.
I know.
What?
Big dick power.
There you go. Thinking of dick
no,
again.
No, it's that big dick energy I got, man. I just irradiate that shit.
I kind of let you go off on this.
It's like Chernobyl on nuclear.
Oh!
Know? It's like radiates that shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
And it affects everything around me.
Does
you know,
it?
Before long, you know, you're going to have that big dick energy, too.
Doubt it.
All you need to do is put it in your mouth.
No.